Corey Holcomb is headlining the Chi-Town Laugh-A-Thon.
Our leader.
At the Erie Crown Theater in Chicago tomorrow night. Corey Holcomb.
What up,
welcome,
leader?
Welcome home, Corey.
What up? Hey, man, you know what? I'm so ready to act a fool at the Erie Crown on Saturday night, man. They just
you wait until Saturday?
Yeah. Well, I'm waiting for Saturday to do it on stage. I did it last night. Let me tell you something. I want to give you guys some advice. Never buy expensive stuff around a girl you dealing with who ain't got no money. Man, they roll their eyes at you. Hey, Doug, I got this girl I deal with. You know, most of the time I deal like $80 before I drive off. So I let go. And one day I had her in the car with me when I bought me some expensive Jordans and exclusive stuff. I paid like $500 for the shoes. And then, oh, my God. She act like I was the Antichrist when I bought me something nice. Oh, what I told her was, I say, baby, look, you not gonna not struggle because you know me. These girls think because you done made a little test egg for yourself, you supposed to do for them. Until she saw that, she was happy with the $80. This is real talk. This is a true story, man. I told her. The book of Corinthians tell us, you know, God has a plan for you, baby.
Corinthians tells you this?
No, Corinthians.
Oh, I'm sorry. Corinthians.
Corinthians, that's the New Testament.
Gotcha. Very new. I apologize. I didn't hear that.
Corinthians.
And the book according to
you. You are not going to struggle because you know me.
That's real talk.
You're not on the...
They think they're supposed to be, living off your hard work just because we have a little agreement. You know what I mean? Somebody got to tell these ladies, until we get to that level, I'm still wearing nice stuff, and I'm taking you to the store where you can get a big bag of stuff for
$80. Oh, Lord.
They be happy. Look, no, this rent, they be so happy with the big bag of stuff, you know, that they get into at the little store where you can't watch stuff. But, you know what I mean? Like, when they see what you got, they really, it changed the way they look at the little cheap stuff you buy. That's unappreciative. I know some of the ladies at the studio hear me. And they smiling it off.
Yeah.
No, that's not even smiling it off.
And Corey, there's some men who are with their ladies right now. They want to laugh.
Enjoy what you're saying, man. Enjoy it until they get to work, man. So
they're getting the mean eye, and they cannot enjoy what you're saying.
Hey, but I want to tell all the guys who are with their ladies, don't let your side girl ever say your real woman by her name. That's disrespectful. My wife's name is Maya, and one of these little side girls kept saying, so how is Maya doing? I was like, hey, don't you disrespect us like that. That is a sign of disrespect when they get to calling your real woman by her real name.
Oh, my God.
What would you rather she call your real woman?
Oh, my God.
The one at home.
But it's disrespectful to use her real name.
No, you can't call my wife by her real name. We ain't that close, baby. She's a side girl. Gotta call her the one at home. That's what you call her.
The one at home.
And you'll never be able to refer to her as anything else other than the one at home.
The one at home. Whenever you are referring to my wife, you say the one at home. That's what you should be striving to be.
That's according to the book, according to Corinthians.
Yes, this is also a scripture from the book of Corinthians.
Okay. And we're going to get a lot of this tomorrow night in Chicago, right?
Okay, give us one more rule, Corey.
Corinthians.
From the book of Corinthians.
Well, the book of Corinthians is a really large book, and you know what I'm saying? You need to... buy it when the book come out. It'll come out according to my time. my time schedule. But I can give you one more scripture. I just want to ask the ladies in the office, are you listening to me, though? Because I'm not saying this. I'm trying to help you understand the situation you're probably in.
That's big of you. That's really big of you.
If you want to move up and make it to number one, the stuff I'm telling you, you have to. It's just like when you work a regular job, you gotta do a good bob and weave job in front of the boss. You need to do a good bob and weave job in front of the dude when you're trying to make it up from side girl. Because a lot of girls think that they the next up side girl, and you know what I'm saying?
they're not quite up there yet.
You could be just a side girl that he got a look time for. Dudes have more than one side girl. So all I'm saying to the side girls is, you never know, it might be a side girl. Like this one girl, she got mad because I was ready to leave her house. And, you know, she's staying in a little bitty apartment. And because she always pitch a fit whenever I get ready to leave, I had to explain to her that my other side girl got a way bigger house and her kids, be sleep when I come over. You know what I mean? Her kids be woke at midnight, so I really don't see no potential in us ever making it.
I see.
And she got mad.
Yeah, her little side kids gonna grow up to be gangbangers if they up at midnight.
Side
that's what I told her.
Kids. Gangbangers.
They're side kids. They exist.
Uh-huh. Side babies.
While I'm in Chicago, I'm going to visit my little side kids.
How many of them are there in Chicago?
I know for sure of two. if I knew all of them, I'd have to fill up the car with gas twice.
Corey Holcomb, at home in Chicago.
The illest.
Headlining at the Erie Crown tomorrow night.
From, you already
quoting
know,
from
man.
The book of Corinthians.
Yes.
What's the Corinthians, man?
All right, Corey.
I love y'all, man.
Later, yeah, we Corey, was man. Something you too. Yeah.